International success coach and noted author Constance Arnold delivers life-changing strategies through her own spiritual practices, as well as with best-selling authors and experts that she interviews. Think, Believe, and Manifest is specially designed to empower your mind and words to work for you and to bring about a life you've been dreaming of. And now, here's Constance Arnold.
Well, hello, powerful manifester, and welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network. And of course, I am Constance Arnold, host of the Think, Believe, and Manifest talk show for the past 16 years. So grateful, so thankful, so appreciative that you are tuning in today from all over the world. And guess what? You are in for a real treat today. Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time it is the right time for you to listen to the show today. Wow, I'm kind of excited. Can y'all tell? I'm celebrating my 16th anniversary, my 16th year. Wow. But for the grace of God, anniversary today, and I'm being interviewed by the famous, the one and only Dr. Dennis Kimbrough. Y'all know him, Think and Grow Rich, a Black Choice that he co-authored with Napoleon Hill. So guys, I don't know what he's going to ask me, but I just want to be as authentic and real and raw as I can. So we're going to get right to it, but I want to remind you to please follow me on TikTok and on Instagram. And my handle is Law of Attraction Constance. Go to my website, fulfillingyourpurpose.com, and get my free ebook. I'm giving you 7 steps to manifest your dreams. It's such a beautiful book. And you're going to really enjoy that. What else? My YouTube channel, Constance Arnold, and Facebook is Coach with Constance. Speaking of coaching, it is almost May, and if you feel like things have not changed for you, had somebody this week say, Constance, I've been listening to you for X number of years, and I thought I could do it all by myself. And I said to them, nobody does it alone. So if you are interested in a discovery call, email me, Constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com, and I will schedule a 20-minute discovery call with you. I'm just going to be listening, and you're going to be doing all of the talking to see if I can help you, guide you, coach you, lead you. So that's Constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com. Also, while you're on my website, you can certainly get my 2 books, Secrets of Success. While that is a powerful workbook. And then if you're really ready to attract love, I feel that my book, How to Attract and Manifest Genuine Love, is so detailed. I really have you to go into your past, to take a look at your past patterns, to teach you how you need to forgive, for you to get really clear about what you desire, how to become what you desire. And I give you other law of attraction tips, like how to call in love with your words, how to position yourself for love. Because always remember, you attract who you are, not what you want. You've heard me say recently that your life is an energetic invitation in the area of relationships, money, and everything else. So those are 2 books that I really worked really diligent on because I wanted it to be user-friendly. And both of them are sort of, the first one, Secrets of Success, is a workbook. I think sometimes when we read something, we forget about it. They say if you don't reread it again or hear it or write it, you're going to forget most of it. But in my Secrets of Success, you are reading, you're writing, you're journaling, you're responding back to the info that I'm sharing with you. And like I said, it took me some years to write that because I wanted it just a special way. So you can get my books on my website, or you can go to Amazon.com to get my two books. Anything else? I think that is it. I just want to say up front again, I'm so grateful to all of you who have followed me for all of these years. Some people say, well, I started listening in 2009. And then I'll get somebody else that says, well, I've only been listening since 2021. And then I have one client, she said, Constance, I go all the way back to 2009, and I'm working my way up again. And once I really look at some of the guests that I have, I'm like, wow, it's amazing. I'm so honored. I'm so blessed. I'm so privileged to have served all of you. So I want you to just take a deep breath in, everybody. We're gonna let it out one last time. Let it out. And I'm going to be right back with Dr. Dennis Kimbrough, and he's going to be interviewing me. So, everybody, stay tuned.
Are you feeling stuck? Are you ready to live a life beyond your wildest dream? Constance Arnold is a seasoned and experienced professional licensed counselor for 25 years and a certified success life coach, and would love to partner with you to create your dreams. She's coached and trained over 10,000 clients on 5 continents and has a proven track record of success. Constance will assist you in getting a clear vision for your life and develop customized strategies, projects, and action steps to begin manifesting your dream. Contact her today at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com and visit her website at fulfillingyourpurpose.com.
Hey, everybody, here I am with the one and only Dr. Dennis Kimbrough. We all know who he is. He is the man. And today he is interviewing me for my 16th anniversary of being the host of the Think, Believe, and Manifest talk show. And I want him to feel free to ask me anything that he wants to. How you doing, Dr. Kimbrough?
Miss Constance Arnold, I am doing well. I can't believe that I got you on the hook for 45 minutes. I've been looking forward to this interview. As you said, yes, I've been interviewing a few folks over the course of my life, but none more noted and supreme and noteworthy than you. So I'm ready to take this deep dive. How's everything on your side of cyberspace?
Everything is great. And oh, Simon T. Bailey told me to tell you hello. I interviewed him.
Simon is my man. I got his books, man. He's got a new book, Resilience and Work.
Yeah, he said, I just talked to Dr. Kimbrough. So you can ask me anything about my journey, about whatever you want to ask me about my life and my lessons, and I'm just open to share for the next 45 minutes.
Wow. Well, I'm gonna flip the script. I know I asked a couple of questions offline, and I'm going to be repetitive because the folks out there need to hear your response. But top of the list right now, so many podcasts, so many interviews, so many articles, and looking back over your history and what you've done. Who's been your number one interviewer?
Ugh.
Oprah always is asked that question, and she she tells the story of all the thousands and thousands of folks who she interviewed, and I have the copy of the book of her favorite interview.
I would say it would have to be my mentor.
Okay.
Pastor James Powers, who has mentored me for 25 years, and he has great insight into the spiritual. He knows how to merge the physical, the spiritual, quantum science, and just the practical. And so what I like about him, Dr. Kimbrough, is that he breaks it down.
Okay.
If he teaches on manifestation, he's going to give you the perspective from the spiritual, from the metaphysical, what are neuroscientists saying about it, and then practical steps for you to really get in that vibration. I like him because he talks about how, I think he expounds on, we're really magnificent, that we carry the creative ability and power of God on the inside. It is not outside of us. And he expounds on, the kingdom of God is within you. You don't have to look outside yourself. So him bringing together those components to me has really helped me, number one, to walk it out in my own life, but to really, really teach it. Because a lot of folk in the church, not that I'm in the church, I'm spiritual, but a lot of people in the church just think all I got to do is pray. And they don't understand the metaphysical, the neuroscience behind it, the quantum physics. And I believe that God gave us all of those components so that we can know and operate in the powerful fact that we are magnificent, we carry the ability of God, and we can have, be, and do anything. So I would say it would be Pastor James Powers.
Okay, I'll have to check him out, man. It sounds fascinating. So what did he teach you about manifestation? What's your definition about manifestation?
I would say for me, manifestation is we already have all things and that all possibilities exist right now at this very moment, but that God has given us the ability to, number one, decide, what do you want? And how do you decide that? You could write it down, just or getting clear about what do you want. And then the second thing is to know that you can begin to imagine, see it, picture it in your mind. We know whatever you hold in your mind and whatever you align with and whatever you vibrate with. Vibrate to me simply means that you're in a vibe. Like if you want abundance, you know, you're thinking it, you're feeling it, you're meditating on it, etc. And you live there, you abide there, you stay there. And when you're in the state of something or in the vibration of something, it has to download on the 3D plane of your life. And while you're in that state, the spirit would say, go ahead and complete those enrollment papers. Go ahead and apply for that loan. So really, manifestation is inside out. And I believe that wherever you live and abide in your heart, that it's a universal law that the manifestation of that would be outpictured in your life.
Now, you certainly know more than anyone else. I mean, there are literally, I may not say hundreds, but there's at least 100 mental laws. Which one is most important? Is it law of correspondence? Is it law of attraction? Is it law of...
I'm going to say the law of vibration.
Okay.
Because the law of vibration is the dominant law. It's not the law of attraction. The law of a vibration means that, okay, y'all, out there in the universe, y'all have heard me talk about their frequencies and atoms and all kinds of things. And so... whatever you vibrate, coming back to that again, whatever you feel, whatever you believe, because your thoughts are vibrational, your beliefs are vibrational, your moods are vibrational and attract. And so really, people need to understand that really it is the law of vibration that states that, once again, I'm kind of going back to what I said about James Powers. Wherever you vibrate, wherever you live, whatever you believe in your heart, knowing your heart is 5,000 times more powerful than just your mind alone. Whatever you see in your mind and imagine and hold it to be true. Seeing yourself already having that thing, seeing yourself already doing that, you're vibrating that out. And it, once you vibrate it out, you know, you could say the flow of faith going through you. If you're in the church, then it's a law that that has to be attracted. Here's where the law of attraction comes in. That has to be, will be attracted back to you in your life.
You know, it's interesting because when I had this question, I just knew. I said, if anybody says, you know, you said the law of attraction, you said the law of vibration. I just knew you were going to say law of attraction, or maybe Newton's third law of cause and effect or something, man. But thanks for taking me out of my comfort zone and placing me in the law of vibration. But that is an interesting take. And the follow-up question, Constance, why aren't more people in tune with it? Okay, if we vibrate this and we claim that we want what we want in our life, why are we getting all this other stuff? Why are we letting, you know, our mind just wander off of what we want?
Well, people are in tune with it because you're always creating. Mm-hmm. Whether you want to or not, whether you know it or not, as I said earlier, your moods create. But when you become aware, oh, all day long, I've been thinking lack, or all day long, we both live in Atlanta, all day long, I've been concerned, oh my God, I got to go to Whole Foods and it's so much traffic, you know, mm-hmm. wherever you abide all day long. So people are oblivious that they're always creating. So I believe that awareness is like the first step to manifestation. When you become aware of, oh, my thoughts are creating. Oh, what I'm feeling is creating something in me. Awareness is so big. Oh, my words are creating. Oh, who I hang out with, who I hang with, that's creating. So I think it's becoming aware of that you're always creating, and then intentionally and deliberately choosing to only think about it. I say, if you don't want it in your life, don't think it. If I'm thinking all day long, because it's a universal law like gravity, if I'm thinking all day long about what I don't have, what I don't have, what I wish I have, I think it was somebody said, if you're thinking about your past, you're going to get more of that. If you're thinking about now, you're going to get more of that. I say 3D is old news. Today is old news. It's what we have created. But if you're thinking about your future with emotion, you're going to be bringing more of that into the nowness. I just created that word, of your life. So I think it's an awareness that you are creating your life. You know, the Bible says nothing outside of a man defiles him. I'm like, what does that mean? That means that really, no matter what my 3D world is and no matter what my circumstances are, it's not that I'm in denial about that. It's that I realize I got another possibility I can look at. I'm not denying that old stuff, but since I'm realizing and becoming aware of, I am creating my own reality. Mm-hmm. And so when that hits you, you really watch what you think. You really watch who you hang out with. You watch what you say with your words, because you know you're always creating. So I would say it's an awareness, and then it's intentionally and deliberately choosing to think, believe, feel, take action, hang out with what you want to happen in your life.
This is powerful, and I'm glad I'm gonna get a copy of this. You send me the link, and as I gotta, I mean, Constance, I love this conversation. Okay, so I'm looking at your bio, and you went across the pond to train 400 female pastors. All right, don't want to talk about the 400 female pastors, but I want to set up my next question. At any given time, there's 72,000 to 75,000 Black churches in the United States. What percent of these Black churches would teach what you just shared?
Probably maybe 1%, you know, just a small percentage, because I feel like the church is steeped in religion. And sometimes, you know, God's going to do it. I say you are the designer, creator, and editor of your life, because God has passed the ball to us. So my mentor in Africa had me to teach. I taught it virtually, those 400 pastors, because he said, I want something different. I'm teaching the word of God, but I taught masterminds on how to change your thinking about global entrepreneurship. And all of that. So I think pastors are afraid of it, that it's quote unquote new age, that where's Jesus, where's God in all of this, and that you're leaving out God. But God gave us a mind. He says that we have the mind of Christ. That means we're equal to God. And people are praying and waiting. And I said, why would you wait for something that you've already been given? And I think pastors are just attached to that message. It is a message, but it's not the only message. Mm-hmm. And my mentor, who is over 400 churches, he saw that, wow, I need this added to what I'm teaching.
Now, you're taking a look at my study. If I walked into your study, what books would I find on your shelf?
Oh my God.
If you could cull your study down to the top five must reads to get the mindset, and just like you said, you're in a vibration, so you feel the vibe, you feel it, you see it, you visualize it, you inhale it. Give me your top five must reads.
Ernest Holmes.
Okay.
Science of the Mind,
Ernest Holmes, who also influenced Napoleon Hill in his latter years. Yep.
I would say Napoleon Hill. I'm just not saying it because you're on here.
Okay.
Think and Grow Rich.
Yep. And you said that the pastors were afraid of it because this is New Age. Hill didn't do anything extraordinary. Probably the books that you have in your library influenced Hill, but what Hill did, he only pulled out wealth and abundance from what is called New Thought. He left relations, he left health, he left peace of mind, he left all that over there. He said, just give me the wealth.
Yeah.
And it created him a fortune.
What's number three? Dr. Joseph Murphy, The Power of the Subconscious Mind. Because I love that subconscious mind kind of stuff. And then Dr. Schwartz, S-C-H-A-W-T-Z, she's a neuroscientist.
Yep. And David Schwartz.
Mm-hmm. Talks about, you know, neuroscientists and manifestation and the law of attraction. And I'm going to say last part, the Bible, but in another version, because I understand that it was, I understand all the different translations, that some of the books of the Bible were not even completed. So I would say is that would be the top five. I'm an avid reader. Go ahead.
You say that you have a Bible with the translation of the actual meaning of.
No, I don't. I have a Bible, but we know that some of the books of the Bible, like the, the book of James? One of the books of the Bible wasn't even included. And we know back in the day when they translated it, that they left out certain books. And I say God is bigger than the Bible. You can't limit God to just one book. And I know people are going to say heresy, but I like different versions. You know, I like the modern version, and I like to sit, I'll take and look at one verse, Dr. Kimber, and read it like in the Hub Bible, all the different versions, and just sit there and meditate on it and say, okay, Spirit, show me what does that mean for me right now? Because this is how I read. I stop and I meditate. It might take me a day to read a page. I may read the whole chapter, but then I'm going to come back. Page one, what does that mean? Page two, what does that mean? Page three, that's how I do. And then I write out my notes.
Wow. You and I are certainly like-minded. I take a similar approach. Mm-hmm. Once I read the book and I see a passage or a section that I really need to focus on, I'll pull out my highlighter and I'll highlight it, and when and I will number them too. And then when I have finished the book, I go back and I just concentrate on those passages that I've highlighted and numbered.
We're twins.
And you know, I read them a second time. So Constance, thanks for sharing that. I mean, that is deep. Another question that certainly crosses my mind, how do you start your day? How do you turn the light switch on? Just like you mentioned Simon Bailey, who's a dear friend, and he says, you don't wake up when the alarm clock goes off. I mean, life doesn't start when the alarm clock goes off. Light starts when you wake up. And you can wake up at age 10. You can wake up at age 100. So the question is, that you wake up. How do you wake up?
I wake up, I prepare the night before for how I'm going to wake up, simply because I know if I open up my phone, I'm going to have messages from all the folk in other parts of the country who I'm coaching, who I'm training. And so the night before, I have certain places in my little nooks and crannies in my house. I wake up, and the first thing I choose not to, I drink a whole 20 ounces of Kangen water. I have a Kangen water machine, so I drink that. But the next thing I'm going to do is I'm going to watch my thinking. And I get up, and I have a certain meditations that I use. And I start off with my breathing. I have my Beats headset on. And I either go in my office or I have a big chase in my bedroom. But I'll come in my office because the sun comes in my office early in the morning. So I have everything already set up, Dr. Kimbrough. And I go in there and I do my breathing exercises. And then when I'm breathing, I say, I'm breathing God. I may do that for like 3 minutes. And I'm getting my mind saying, okay, girlfriend, you're not going all over the place. And I breathe for like, you know, really deep breathing. I have a meditation that I follow. And then after that, I begin to be radically grateful. From everything, God, thank you for my pillow. Thank you that I slept good last night. Thank you that I have water. Some people in Gaza don't even have water. I go through every imaginable thing, and it's not just thank you for my water. It's from my heart. Thank you for my water. Thank you that I slept good. Thank you for my home. Thank you. I mean, it's coming straight from my every being that I have. And then after that, I will sometimes do a visualization, and then I'll read. For me, it's something about reading, or I'll take up my stack of notes. You know what I'm talking about, that I may have written the day before, and I will meditate on one. Let's just say hypothetically, I might meditate that on I'm one with God and one with all things. I already have all things. I am the magnificence and splendor of God in the universe today. I can create all things. I just may sit and meditate on that for 2 to 3 minutes. Then I'll go to the next thing, the next thing, the next thing. And usually the last thing I do is I read. That might take me like an hour. That's how I start my day. I don't talk to people first. I tell people, you better hope I do something before I talk to you, because you might get the you might get Consuela. That's the other version of me. You might get Consuela instead of Constance. And so I'm very adamant about that, and about even taking care of my body. It's just certain things I'm going to do every day for myself first, but because I want to live fully and serve the world, you know, really in a spirit of excellence.
Now, when you trained these 400 female pastors, what was on your syllabus? What were some of the learning outcomes? What did you want to teach them?
Well, he had specifics. He wanted me to teach them about expanding your mind for global entrepreneurship. The second one was how to, because, you know, pastors in Africa, they be giving, you know, the deal, practicing self-care while you're serving others. And so it was a lot of that. And then it was a lot of goal setting, how to get clear about the vision for yourself and the vision for your church. And then the last thing was, since I was a marriage and a marriage and family therapist, I talked about love, marriage, and relationships for themselves first, but then how they could help their congregation. A lot of these people, Dr. Kimbrough, go in the bush, you know, to serve people. So I wanted to give them some really detailed step-by-step things that they could do, because the information is not, I like to give people, this is how you execute it in small, simplistic baby steps on a daily basis. So that's what I did with them. And I must say that on the final, they had a question and answer. I wept because they were so grateful. I just wept. They were like, oh my God, Constance, you know, when you come to Africa, I'm going to cook you whatever you know, they I just wept because they were so grateful. And Bishop Victor, who is, you know, over all the churches, he said that the female pastors are really implementing, because I gave a detailed outline step by step for each mastermind that I taught.
Wow.
And was so honored to do it.
Wow. How did you, if I could look at your life story on video, what was the lowest point in your life? And not only how did you overcome it, but what was the catalyst for your current thinking right now?
I would say the lowest point in my life was 16 years ago.
When you started your podcast.
Yeah, I was engaged, supposed to get married, didn't happen. We both had sold our homes. Then I fell and broke my ankle that same week. So here I had moved into my new condo, heartbroken, but also with a broken ankle. My doctor said, Constance, you can't put no weight on your foot for 3 months. And I'm just like, what am I going to do? And I remember sitting in the parking lot of CVS. I called my pastor. I said, I can't do this no more. He said, Constance, I said, he said, hold up. So he said, y'all better go in and help Constance. I said, how am I going to? So he said, no. He said, this is just a moment. So I'm in my condo. It's three levels. And I had a wheelchair on the second level and a wheelchair on the third level, because I was determined. The doctor said, don't put no weight. He said, if you do what I tell you to do. So I'm laying up in my bed. We're talking about the toughest time of my life. And I'm just on the third level. I'm like, God, what is going on? I had to make a decision. I said, number one, I said, I would not close my heart to love. I had to make that decision. So ladies, I'm talking to you. Second thing I said was, who I am is enough. My daddy taught me that, that, you know, if a job doesn't choose you, or if a partner doesn't choose, I had to resolve that. The third thing was, I looked at my foot and I had a young lady that helped me. I said, the doctor said, you won't ever run. You might not walk again. I told her, I said, I want you to bring me my heel to my left foot. And I would sleep with the cast on my right foot. But visually, I had the heel on my other foot just to see. And then lastly, that's when I just heard a still small voice say to me, Law of Attraction Radio Network. I'm like, what? What? And that's when the secret came out. Now, I'm just talking to people. See, God loves to be with you in the low places of your life. I didn't hear an audible voice, but it was just a hunch of intuition. So I called the founder, and she said, wow, we never had anybody with your platform experience in speaking. And so it was at that low time. So every Sunday, they would have to drag me down the steps on a pillow. I had my foot out. Level two. I don't know why I had my office down and that, and I think about it. Drag me down the next on a pillow, and I would sit there for 1 hour. I said, God, for 1 hour, I'm going to give it all I got. And that's exactly what I did. Now, during the week, I was still crying and whatever, but looking back on it, Dr. Kimbrough, I realize and I understand now that everything that we tracked into our life is an energetic invitation. So back then, that's just what I attracted, but it was my show that brought healing to me because I had a purpose. It was my show that kept me alive, really, and kept me wanting to live on. Because if I would, whoever I interviewed, I'm going to read your whole book before the week. So I would, that gave me a purpose because I couldn't do anything else. So I would say that it was God speaking to me at a low time for something that I had no idea would be what it is now. I didn't know about demographics. They didn't even have podcasts. What's a podcast? I just said, I'm going to give it everything I got for this 1 hour. And that, I think that in tune with that still small voice. I know you always say that God is, that we get $1 million ideas all of the time, but I was in tune because I couldn't do nothing else. And I just want to say to listeners, whatever mess you may think you're in, you know, Dr. Kimber always said, you know, God's always giving us $1 million ideas all of the time. So that small voice was the catalyst to get me moving to where I am today.
Wow. And then after that, your ankle healed, and then you decided to go full time with podcasting, even though they didn't call it that back then.
Right. My ankle healed. Hey, I'm not running, but I can walk as long as I want to. walked to that. My ankle healed. And so once a week, as I said, my podcast fed me. And what I didn't realize, Dr. Kimbrough, was that I was really giving to myself the whole time. Every week, I knew it, but now I know it. All of that time, everybody I've interviewed, over 830-something people, well, I've done a lot of the shows myself. I was feeding myself. I'm full. I'm all of that. So even now, so people say, how do you do it after 16 years? Make a decision. Some, you know, some days, some weeks, I'm just, man, I need counseling myself. I can't do this. So that's what I did.
Now, what do you say to the individual, well, Constance, that's you, that I don't believe in that stuff. That's hokey pokey. That's voodoo. That's magic or whatever. And what is your reply?
I would say that no matter what you believe in, you know that there's something higher than you. If you believe in nature, if you believe in whatever, you believe in a higher power, I would say that life comes to us. And that I just texted somebody just before I got on this call, and her father just died. And she said, walk with me, God. Be with me today, God. And I texted her and I said, God loves to be with us in the low places of our life if we'll only open up to receive it. So for somebody who doesn't believe in God, higher power, whatever, just know that the entire universe, if you believe in the universe, is conspiring, I love that, to get your highest good to you. The universe has all of the answers, the solutions, the strategies that you need. So for you, it might be sitting out under a tree. Eckhart Tolle said, somebody asked him, how did you get that New York Times bestseller book, The Power of Now? He said, they said, were you meditating? He said, no, I was looking at a tree. They said, looking at a tree? He said, yes, but I was in that now moment. And so I would say to people, if you could just be in the now moment of right now, right now, I know all things. Right now, I have what I need. And just open up. If the whole universe, I think it's 8.2 billion people? I know you know this better than I do.
Oh, Dr. 7.8.
Okay, 7.8. How did I know you would know that? Billion people in the world, and we are all one. Boy, the whole universe, I mean, just the eclipse that we just had, just the magnificence of that. That energy, that spirit, that's something bigger than what you are. That quantum field is conspiring. We always talk about conspiracy. It's a conspiracy, y'all, to get your highest good, to get that answer, that strategy to you. So be open.
Be open. 16 years in the business, and you said more than 830 podcasts. Who was your favorite interview?
Don't ask me that.
That's why you wanted me to interview you, girl. No, don't look at your notes. No.
I don't have any notes. I don't have any my light. I would have to say, can I tell you the top three?
Yeah.
Okay. You're one of the top three. I'm just not saying that. You can ask any of my friends. Absolutely. The first time I interviewed you, I didn't know how to interview you because I interrupted you a lot because I didn't realize you have so much flowing out of you. And my assistant says this to me. She said, Constance, Dr. Kimbrough is the only person that you just let go. I'm like, well, he had so much in him. I would say you. I would say, man, I interviewed so many people. I would say Jack Canfield, because Jack Canfield really just broke it all the way down in very simplistic terms. Just how it works, what it would look like, etc. And I'm thinking of this one neuroscientist, and he talked about the reticular activating system in the back of our brain. And I interviewed him because he was very smart and scientific, but he really, once again, he broke it down in very small baby steps so that people could walk it out.
And that's interesting. I didn't mean to cut you off. You know, you look at Wayne Dyer and you look at Jack Canfield. These are two former teachers, school teachers, really. Until Wayne Dyer went back and got his doctorate. And
Because, and even Jack Canfield said, Constance, the only reason I'm successful is chicken soup for the soul. It's nothing but a book of stories that make people feel good.
Wow. That's beyond powerful. So what's the next step for you?
I'm going to say the next step for me would be globally. I'm going to podcast in a different way. I want to have more call-in questions. I would like to be specifically more solution oriented for people. You know what, let's talk about how do you have a good marriage, I want to give people more how to. Knowledge is one thing, wisdom is one thing, but I want to deal with real life, real time, and real issues that people may be experiencing them.
Wow. Man, that's powerful. Well, how are we doing on time?
We got about 10 minutes. So how do you feel? I know you interviewed. How do you feel about all of this, Dr. Kimbrough?
Oh,
you know,
I'm
just
taking
my
notes
story.
over here, and I can't wait to get a copy of this. And the first thing I'm going to do, when you mentioned your pastor, Powers, Powers, correct? I'm going to see if he's got any books, or I'm going to get some of his sermons or whatever. Because I'm always looking to expand my zone and to narrow my zone of ignorance. And this has been so eye-opening for me, because I just got off of an interview. I was in L.A., and I don't know if I shared this. Well, yeah, I did share
you
this
did.
About Maurice White, and that was, to me, that beyond mind-blowing. I mean, that was life-changing.
Well, tell people who Maurice White is.
The founder of Earth, Wind, and Fire.
And
he was always a successful musician, but when he created Earth, Wind, and Fire, he did that from a standing start, because at one time he was a drummer for Ramsey Lewis. He had produced Billy Stewart, Summertime, Donny Hathaway, Denise Williams, you know, and he almost like got an epiphany and threw all that to the side to concentrate on building this group that he was going to call Earth, Wind, and Fire, hand-selected all of his musicians, and it was all based on Napoleon Hill's Law of Success principles. So, it's, you know, spending a day out there and doing that. And the reason why you are so impactful, you're swimming in the same lane. You're walking and running in the same lane. And you're taking the same message forward, so I'm taking it personally. All right, I heard it out in L.A. Now I'm hearing it again in my house. What are you trying to tell me? What are you? And see, that's the thing, Constance, that I learned from you. The ego shouts, but God whispers. And you speak so soft but it's hitting my chest like a slug, man. Like you just, you speak so soft, but the feeling is like sledgehammer.
Across the...
what did I ever do to you, man?
Well, you know what it is? It is
tell me what it is, Constance.
It is the essence of my being that you hear.
Okay.
It's not fake. It's not theory. It's not whatever. The essence, the authenticity of just what I'm living, what I know. A lot of stuff I don't know, but what I'm swimming in, what I know. And so when you hear that, it's coming from that place.
Yes.
And a lot of my friends say, oh, you just talk so sweet, but then you share a truth that just slaps me all in the face.
Yeah. Well, your friends, I got to sit down with your friends. We have a glass of wine with your friends and talk about Constance Arnold for a whole day.
And so I think it comes from that, because I don't want to be phony. I just want to be authentically who I am and able to share with people the wisdom, the little wisdom that God has given to me. Mm-hmm. And so for my listeners, when I found out that my mentor pastor was in rehab, I said, God, who's the one person that I would want to interview me? Once again, that still small voice, it was doing my meditation. It was like, Dr. Dennis Kimbrough. I said, okay, I'm going to have to hunt him down, send him some emails, harass him with my text. And God is my witness. That is the first thing that came to my spirit, was to contact you. And for that, I am so grateful.
Well, I'm so grateful for you. You know, we pick up the book of Genesis, and of course, he asked this question several times throughout the Bible. But I am that I am. Define that. What does that mean to you?
I believe that even with the law of attraction, In the Bible, I believe I am that I am means I can be any doggone thing I want to be. I can be abundant. I can be prosperous. That's why he told Moses, when you go in and they ask you who sent you, that I am that I am. To me, I am that I am is all things. I am that I am is anything. I am that I am is anywhere. And I believe with manifestation, when it comes to our I amness, it's who are you really on the inside? I am abundant. I am beautiful. I am smart. See, manifestation comes through your I amness. It's what are you, what are you verbally I aming all day? But what are you on the inside feeling emotionally? I am, I can do and be anything. So I think you use the word swimming. We're swimming, abiding, and living in our I amness. And that's when we know life is happening not to us, but through our own I amness. And how do you get into that? By what you think, by what you believe. Where's your attention? Or where's your focus? Are you managing your emotions? What are you imagining in your mind? You know, the Bible says whatever you imagine will not be withheld from you. That's how powerful we are. So when you live in all of that, that's your I amness.
And let me wrap up by saying this. Okay. Is a lot of chaos and confusion in the world. A lot of nonsense going out there. So much polarization. And you said, I am that I am. I am only one. How can I make a difference?
I think that we all are one. We're all connected. We're all enmeshed. And so my I amness is my little lane over here. I'm doing this. And you're doing what you do, Think and Grow Rich and every other powerful thing and teaching at Clark Atlanta University. And I think that that collective consciousness, that coming together, and even understand that we're one with the people in Israel, we're one with the people in Gaza, and knowing that when you judge and you're prejudiced against others, you're really doing it to yourself. So I would say to listeners, whatever your I am, this I am a great mom, stay-at-home mom, working remotely from my house. Do that with all of the power and the vigor and the energy that you have. And collectively, when we come together, that all of those I amness can change and shift the world.
And absolutely positively,
in a positive way.
And absolutely positively, last question. Who do you aspire to interview next? What name is in your bucket list?
I would say Dr. Joe Dispenza.
Why?
Because he is showing scientifically what happens when we change our thinking, when we change our beliefs, when we are grateful. Scientifically, you know, they're discovering that your immune system can boost 50% if you just be grateful for like 20 minutes a day. So I want to interview him because he has the science behind the manifestation. So they're saying he's not taking any, doing interviews right now, but that's not my mindset. I will.
Wow. That will be one. Yes, person. Yes, you will. Yes, you will. As a matter of fact, it's already been done.
Yeah.
Yep. Wow.
But Dr. Kimbrough, thank you. I tell you, I am so grateful to you.
I'm grateful for you, to you too.
And I know you a celebrity and everything, and
no,
I appreciate you taking the time.
No, you said, who are you on the inside? When they pull back the layers, who are you vibrant? Yep. And whatever I was asked that question out in LA, I said, you know, I could retire from CAU, but I'll always teach. I mean, Even, I don't care, I can be at a lunch counter at a McDonald's having a conversation with somebody there at the table. I'm gonna teach. Yep, powerful. Boy, wow. You put me in a good place, Constance.
Thank you.
You have put me in a good place. You send me a copy of this because I'm going to listen to it and take notes. I'm going to place it in my journal.
Thank you so much. So everybody, I want you to share this on your timeline. I want at least 10,000 people to share this with somebody else and listen to it over and over again. Take notes like I do and like Dr. Kimbrough does. And as I say every week, you're the creator, designer, producer, and editor of your own life. Create a powerful week.
Thank you for listening to Think, Believe, and Manifest. Constance Arnold will be back next week with another great show just for you. For more information, please visit fulfillingyourpurpose.com.